That song certainly focuses our attention on what Christ accomplished on the cross. And this passage tells us the part of the purpose for which he did that. He reconciled us to the Father for a purpose. And here John records the words of Jesus, verses 1 through 8 of John 15. Jesus saying, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." God's work in Christ justifying us to himself, that is, dealing with the guilt of our sin, is for the purpose of living with him, living in him. It's not simply that, as wonderful and profound as that is, that he has taken away our guilt. There is a life that he gives that is expressed through growth in character and imitation of him. The product of God's presence in us is a life that is definable, that is observable, and that brings glory to God. In other words, it's not only a legal transaction, not guilty, but it is a new creation. It is a new life. It is something that is internal, that is worked out through our acts, through our thoughts, through our goals, through our priorities. And Jesus says it very clearly, without him in us, all the good that we do is really simply good works that are dead. They don't really count. They're add-ons. They're something that are attached to us, but they're not the fruit of our lives. The only way we can produce fruit that pleases God, that glorifies God, is by the presence of Christ within. And that's what the new birth accomplishes. Given a new nature, a new creation, we have a capacity to live instead of just acting, instead of just producing something out of our own will that may be good. There is the growth, the development of something from within, and that is the presence of God's Spirit in us, working out in us the life of Christ. We take this bread and this cup, and in so doing we are saying a number of things, but in relationship to what we have here in John 15, we are saying that I have been made clean. I am, as Jesus says, I've been forgiven of my sin. Christ has paid the penalty. But I'm also saying that I am connected to the vine. He is the main branch, but I am a branch. I'm plugged into Christ. I have the life of God in me. And he is growing fruit through me. And I testify that I don't have the strength in my own by taking the bread and the cup. I need nutrition. All living things need nutrition of some sort, and my spiritual life needs the nutrition that comes from the gospel of Christ. I need to be reminded, I need to be focused on, I need to be brought back to again and again this wonderful truth that it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. So this bread and this cup then are for those who know that all they can produce by their best efforts and most disciplined, self-willed, are unacceptable to God, dead wood, to be burned up. And Christ alone is my hope. And so I've found peace with God through Jesus' death and his taking my place, but I have been given resurrection life also. I'm confessing that as I take this bread and this cup, that because I'm connected to the vine and his power then has been given to me in the presence of the Spirit of God, then I can live this life. And that's my desire, to produce fruit for the glory of God. If you belong to Christ and you've been baptized as a testimony to that and are part of a church or a member of a church, then this is a way in which you can express that wonderful truth and be encouraged in it. If that's not true of you, then as we ask every week, then please just let the bread and the cup pass by. But make it your purpose to do what you need to do to be able to express your faith in taking this bread and this cup together with the fellow believers in Christ at some point in the future. Let's stand and sing as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together.